For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. After a dismal 2020 election cycle, Missouri Democrats are looking at the long game in rebuilding the party. Tatiana Monet has more on the challenges Missouri Democrats are facing in 2022.
In yet another election cycle, Missouri Democrats are working to rebuild their influence in the state. With U.S. Senator Roy Blunt's seat officially up for grabs, the party has a lot of work to do as it looks to make a play in 2022.
It's our goal to really tap into that excitement that people have and to, again, hopefully get a great Democrat elected to the Senate come 2022.
That's Randy Dunn, the executive director of the Missouri Democratic Party. An ideal candidate can reach multiple coalitions.
A Democratic candidate is one that I think speaks to the diversity of Missouri from the urban communities to our rural communities.
Missouri Democrats haven't been doing this recently, according to Greg Keller, a GOP consultant. Keller points to a disconnect between Missouri Democrats and voters.
Missouri voters just don't presently believe that that's what the Democrat Party really is.
The Democratic Party's message shifted left, while rural coalitions in Missouri have shifted to the right, ultimately making it harder for Democrats to connect with rural voters, according to Peveril Squire, a political science professor at MU.
They've lost all contact with rural voters. Democrats have to learn how to talk to rural voters again, and that's not an easy conversation for them.
It's a stark difference from where Missouri Democrats were in the 90s. Since 1992, there have been 8 years of Democratic control of the legislature and governor's office in the state. Today, there is only one elected Democrat in statewide office.
A half century ago, Democrats were dominant in Missouri, roughly to the same extent that Republicans are dominant now. And so we've seen a fairly dramatic change over the last couple of decades.
While Democrats were enjoying their political footholds, Republicans were busy building their bench throughout the state.
Seems almost as if folks were just kind of blindsided by this machine that the Republicans had been creating on the campaign side.
State House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid thinks the party ought to take a page from the GOP when it comes to bridging the gap between rural voters and Missouri Democrats. A large part of that is simply being present.
I have gone out to Democratic clubs in rural Missouri and spoken at events and have been told that, you know, last year they had to invite the Republican representative to the Democratic club because there was no one around.
Criticism of the party rings internally. Liberal political consultant Rosetta Okeson thinks Missouri Democrats aren't being realistic about how they reach rural voters.
This work has to happen consistently. This is not gig work. This is hard work. And Democrats have to stop asking people to do things for free.
At the same time, Republicans have strategically grouped the National Democratic Party's liberal messaging with the state party, which is too liberal for rural Missourians to get behind.
And part of, you know, what I do is really just kind of hold up, you know, a light to that and say, hey, Missouri voters, look at this. If you want urban chaos, if you want nonstop riots, if you want us to defund our police, then there's a party for that. It's called the Democrats.
The party doesn't expect to flip districts overnight. Rebuilding will take years.
We're not going to see what happened in Georgia happen here without putting some skin in the game. It just doesn't work that way.
Another thing the Democrats will copy from the state's GOP, their strong fundraising arm. For example, the committee that raises money for state house races has big goals.
Our fundraising goal for the next cycle is going to be $2 million.
They do not have plans yet on which seats they will target in 2022.
We're going to have to really dig in and do the work, create that infrastructure, and create that long-term change to get us back to a place where we're competitive.
From Missouri News Network, I'm Tatiana Monet.